Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Louda, what do you got?
All right, this one is kind of for fun because I know he's about to get married.
And, I just want to get married.
Ooh, that's my jam.
Jagged Edge.
Yeah. Jagged Edge is the ish.
What's anyway. For fun? Are we giving him the dadvocates.com? Are we giving him that website?
Bro,
wow, Cap.
Wow.
Scaring me, man.
Jeez. Damn, Cap.
Punch is marrying a lovely woman.
He hasn't even gone down the aisle yet, for God's
damn,
sake. I know
bro.
That you're bitter about marriage. But
I was going to say that. I'm glad. Anyways, whatever. So anyways, a couple went viral because they only spend $500 on their wedding. And people just trashed them on TikTok, which I thought that was super dumb. The bride spent $47 on her dress, and the entire wedding cost $500. So they actually did their wedding in the mountains. They didn't have a permit, so they only had about 30 people. They said that their family members helped them with the flowers and the cake. And people are saying, well, if you can't afford to get married, don't get married. And I was like, yo, that is so messed up because, you know, I'm not really big on marriage, whatever. But if I were to get married, I would rather put $30,000 because that's what an average wedding costs to a house and not my wedding. That's just me. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
But I thought it was insane that people were trashing them for spending $500 on their wedding.
Funchy, how you paying for this wedding that you're about to have here in Memorial Day? Is it Labor Day? Which one is it?
I'm hustling. I'll say that.
You paying for this
Giddy.
Whole thing?
We are paying for, yes. We got a little bit of help from our
But that's why
parents.
It's good that you're getting all these no's on Memorial Weekend.
Yeah. But I think some of the no's are turning into, can I also bring in my plus one, too?
No, bro. You can't do that. Yes. You can't, like, add in.
What is that? Like, if they've
so,
already
like,
said
so,
no.
Like, so one, one person says no, and then we ask somebody else. But that person that we asked to go is also asking for a plus one.
Does that make sense?
Is this your mom's friend? Who doesn't want to come
actually,
but wants
actually,
her son to go and
actually,
now her son?
I got one from my cousin. She was offended that we didn't invite her new man or whatever.
Keyword new.
Yeah, new man, mm-hmm. Yes. And then my nephew wants to invite his new girl. And
keyword new.
Yeah. But I got to invite my nephew's girl because I guess he went to like her something's funeral or something. So he's been in the family business for a while. So you can't like not invite her. If that makes sense.
Man, that's I don't envy that stuff, man. I don't miss that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to keep it down to like, you know, a certain number, but it keeps on growing and growing every day.
Well, why are you doing this? Because Laura just had a really good point, and I subscribe to what she's saying, even though I didn't practice what she said. Why not take the money and rather than have a wedding and throw a party, why not take the money and put it towards a home?
I hope the future Mrs. Funches is not listening right now. I was just telling Laura before the show when she brought the story to me, like, if it was up to me, we would have went to Vegas and just eloped and, you know, went to like a drive through, you know,
I had a
chapel
friend who did
or something,
that.
You know,
and
my
they,
cousin did
they
that
went
too.
Down, they went down the aisle at the MGM Grand, if I recall correctly. And they walked down the aisle to the Star Wars theme, which I thought was
yeah,
hilarious.
Like I would have went to like an Elvis chapel or something, you know, yeah. Just to make it romantic or whatever. But you know, yeah. She wants to do it in front of her parents,
no,
her family.
Say, look, man, it's what she wants.
Yeah,
it's
then,
not your day.
And then plus, okay? Like you know, we're like one of the last in our group of friends to get married to. So she's been like a bridesmaid and all this stuff, and
yeah,
she's never been
I get
the bride.
It.
So
yeah, let her do what she wants to do.
So I have a question because I genuinely look. It could change, right? But as a 33-year-old girl, whatever. Like I don't really care for the big wedding.
Yeah.
Guys, is it really like because of her, or did you guys also want the big wedding?
Oh no, I just let my wife do whatever she wanted. And I literally only went to the tasting.
All right, let me tell
Chris
you the
is
truth.
Scratching. He's like,
no, like
wedding.
Just the talk of weddings. Like, makes me
I didn't pick out napkins or any of that mm-hmm. stuff. Or I just was like, let me know when the tasting is. I want to taste.
You
the
know
food
what's sad?
Sedano
didn't even invite me to his wedding back then. We weren't close. But now I'd be like his best.
I probably
man.
Hadn't seen you in like a decade.
I'd be like the ring bearer at his wedding now.
He might be. Yeah. Yeah. You with the little kids. It'd be you walking the little kids down. Yeah.
No, because like for me, like all that stuff gives me anxiety. Like, I don't plan birthday parties. I don't do, like, I love having the party. I just don't want to deal
I'm not a birthday party person.
No, me neither. But I'm saying, like, I like to host. I like to be around people and stuff.
Oh, I like to host stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't care to do the planning of stuff.
No, the planning
is too much
of
an anxiety for me.
Michelle Beadle, when she worked here, used to do this awesome Super Bowl party every year at her home in the Valley. And everybody was there. Like, everybody that worked in this building or that building across the way or in the TV building was invited. It was awesome. Like, Marcellus was there. You know, I mean, I wonder where Marcellus is these days.
I don't know. Planning is tough. I had to plan that kid's birthday.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know? How'd that go?
That was rough.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stuff.
Did they have it already?
Oh, yeah. It was a few weeks ago.
Oh.
It was at the last Laker game. Wasn't there like this Friday night?
The Friday night, yeah.
Yeah. Was Keyshawn happy with the way you planned the party?
Was he happy?
Very happy, yeah.
I should call Marcellus. Yeah, Marcellus and Sedano, maybe. That'll work.
Sedano and Marcellus. I could do the imaging right now.
No, Marcellus. We got to let him go first.
He goes first?
He can go first.
What happens to the Cap?
Cap can hang out, too.
I'm going back tonight.
Can hang out.
You can hang out.
Cap and Devil Noche?
Marcellus would love Cap, I feel.
Cap and Devil Noche.
The Cap at night.
He'd love Cap. I mean, he'd be howling with laughter every
day. Yeah, no, that is true.
Yeah.
Well, he'd have to just first get over all the things I said about him back when he was
a player. You'd have to squash that for sure.
Speaking of howling, we'll be howling at the 710 Mandy Awards, the inaugural ones, June 24th, Friday at the Quiet Canyon in Montebello. Well, have you voted yet? Vote now on all the awards. They are voted by the fans. Okay, 710awards.net. Vote for Sedano and Cap for Best Show. Vote for Associate Producer Laura for Associate Producer of the Year.
Taylor. Vote for Cap.
Taylor.
Vote for Cap for Host of the Year.
Yeah, and all the other
stuff.
Should
be an automatic anyway.
Most Funny. You've kind of got an in on Most Funny now. Like, you've been rolling over the last few months.
But I don't think that I'm not eligible because I'm hosting with Keith.
No, I'm talking about Cap.
Hi, Keith.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, it's about Cap.
Well, you were looking right at me when you said that.
I know, but you're also right in front of me. So there's that.
Well, you can't miss me.
Yeah.
But that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
We still need to figure out the after party. We really do.
By the way, we have to apologize. You are right. It is the highway to the danger zone.
It was highway to the danger zone.
See that?
Gonna take it riding through the danger zone.
Hey, Chris, I know you prefer when the show talks sports rather than just other stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. Like when John Ireland does crosstalk?
Right. Exactly.
Chris would literally slit his wrists if he could when John Ireland liked it. Like, he'd rather be run over by a bus. Like,
because it's supposed to be all of his fun, the mishpucha, right?
We had fun today.
Yeah, but then it's like, hey, George, did you see the games last
But he
night?
Didn't do that today, I thought.
There was a little bit. You don't remember because you were blacking out. You were red with anger at that moment.
Texting my agent.
You came in here, didn't talk to anybody. Yeah. Like, hey, man, yeah, what's going on? Just put on his headphones. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Plus, he had that sandwich, that, like, chicken avocado
sandwich. That
sandwich
was delicious. I scarfed that thing down while you were doing your pow, wow, wow, wow thing.
And he ate fries. I haven't seen Sedano eat fries.
I had, like, six or seven fries.
I think he was stress eating today.
It might have been
stress eating. I hadn't had anything. I had been fasting. By the time I had it, I had been fasting for, like, 20 hours.
So you did you're doing a 24 today.
20. I did 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best I can do is 16-8 usually.
16-8 is, like, easy for me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I pushed to 24. When I was in the day I did the Miami Spring game, I didn't eat I ate at 4:45 and didn't eat again. I actually went further than 24. I didn't eat again until like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Wow. Did I miss Yom Kippur last week? Did I miss the holiday?
No, I just, I told you, I read this book, Lifespan, and I've been listening to this podcast that the same author has done. And I'm a big believer that, you know, fasting is like really good at a number of things, like, you know, pushing away disease, you know, also regenerating cells. You know, think I look this good, you know, just without.
Why don't you fast for a week? I mean, I'm not really impressed.
Well, a week
would
be really
fast.
Hard. A week, like just water?
Yeah, like why don't you
fast? That's what Phil Mickelson
did
when he started his coffee. He did coffee and water for a week.
I don't like coffee that much,
but his coffee's special. It's got the MCT oil. I drink it every morning.
Yeah,
the pink Himalayan salt.
No, I'm not familiar with that. But I would do. I've been trying to push to do 3 days, like one day. But I just got to find the right stretch to do it.
Oh, man. I
72 hours.
I once did one of these juice cleanses for 3 days.
That's not the same thing. It's not
fasting. You're having calories, bro.
I understand. But here's the thing. There was no food. So it's just like each
No, I've done that, but it's not as hard.
No, it's not. But here's what happens. You wind up drinking the juice. And then by the end of 3 days, when you have finally gotten done with the juice cleanse, what's the first thing you want?
Juice?
No, like a double cheeseburger.
I didn't know.
No.
That's not true. Oh, I did a two.
But then, so you just ruined the cleanse.
Right. The whole thing went out the window.
I had somebody, a friend of mine, did an apple cleanse. You ever done one of those?
No, which is what? You just eat apples?
Well, apples are very good for your gut health. That's why apple cider vinegar.
Probiotics, man. Best thing for you.
Yeah, a little Greek yogurt, though, gets you a little probiotics, too.
Mm. I like the apple cider vinegar. Mm. I like the
what happened My nutritionist is not big on the Greek yogurt.
Really?
Probiotics? No, no, no. She's not. She says it's...
I mean, I take an actual probiotic pill.
Yeah, me too. She says you got to do the pill.
Yeah.
Why?
It's good for your gut health. Yeah, it all starts with your gut, Cap.
Yes, everything starts with your gut health.
Yeah, bro.
Well, I take this... I take a product called Athletic Greens. You've probably heard about it.
Yeah, no, that's good, too. Yeah.
And it just cleans you right out, man.
Yeah.
I do the Metamucil.
Do they sponsor your podcast?
They do.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah. That's why I take it. That's why I take it, because it's free. But I'll tell you right now, it's a great product.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't mention it.
You know who used to, Papa Ish just says that, you know, Sedano, are you joining us to fast for Ramadan? I wasn't. But, you know, I'm friends with Amino Hassan, who is, he fasts for Ramadan. So, yeah, I mean, I'm very familiar with
him. How long is the fast for Ramadan?
It's a couple weeks, I believe.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, there's eating windows, I believe, though, in Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Pardon me because I don't know the specifics, but there are eating windows.
Yeah.
Burke Grossman on Twitter just said, wait, there's such a thing as the Cap community? Yes. The Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. How do you do it? You go down in your Twitter
app. On your Twitter.
You see those two little people? It looks like they're standing.
Right. It's right next to your notifications.
Right. And click then, that. Search Sedano and Cap. Join the community.
Yeah.
So I've been told, I don't know how true this is, if you are not part of any community and you don't have any, you don't see the two little people.
Damn it, Sedano.
I didn't know that.
Because people are like, yo, I don't see the
two. So how did how could someone have started that?
Oh, she's right. I just switched to Keyshawn's account.
Yeah.
There's no community, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, but you got to join one.
No, I'm just going to search Sedano and
maybe
Cap.
Maybe you just got to search, so don't go to the two little people.
Oh, okay, then search.
Yeah,
just search.
Sedano Cap community. Let's see if it comes up, because Keyshawn's about to join the community.
There we go.
Homeboy!
How funny would that be if he starts getting our community things? Be like, what the hell happened here?
No, it doesn't come up, so we're going to have to figure this out.
Yeah, people have been telling me that.
Call Twitter.
Thanks, George.
Yeah. Where's Jack? Oh, he doesn't run Twitter anymore.
No, call Elon.
No, he doesn't run it yet either.
Well, he's going to. Oh. Or he's going to try to.
We can't. All right, why don't you just Google how to join a Twitter community?
Chris, you mentioned this tweet from Burke Grossman. You guys know who that is?
So search Sedano Cap Circle of Trust, and it comes right up.
Oh, okay. So Sedano Cap Circle of Trust.
Right. And then you hit view community.
Should I take that off? Because that makes it a little more, you know, specific.
I don't know. Keyshawn's about to join the community.
All right, Keyshawn's in the community.
Way to go,
Sedano. So you just put in your search, Sedano and Cap Circle. Circle.
That's a good point, Laura. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, people have been like, Laura, I can't find it. There's no two little people. So I'm like, yo, we got to figure this out. And you know what? You guys are in studio. We figured it out.
Oh,
how
yeah.
come I have the two little people and not everybody else
in the
has
community.
Because you're in the community. So Sedano created the community. He made us all moderators. So we automatically have the two little people on the
board. Don't you remember this conversation?
We literally
I do, but I kind of felt like the two little people were there before... I had
well. You probably have like a sighted community that one of your assistants started for you.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't think I do, but maybe one of my assistants did.
There you go.
Perhaps. All right. Let's take a break because I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about something fun next in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. Sedano and Cap on Live Imaging Tuesday. A disco Tuesday for Scott Kaplan.
Yeah.
So I just changed the community to just Sedano and Cap. That way if people search it, like it'll pop up.
But we like the circle of trust.
Do you want me to put
I
it back
solve
then?
The problems and I see the light. We got a loving thing. We got to feed it right.
Yeah.
There ain't no danger. We can't go too far. We start believing now that we can be who we are. Greece is the word.
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
It only took a couple hours, but there it is.
I love this song.
Why don't they understand? It's just a crying shame. Their lips are lying. Only real is real. We stop the fight. Right now, we got to be what we feel. Greece is the word.
I love Greece, and I love Frankie Valli.
I liked the opening with the songs playing, and they're doing he's doing his hair in the mirror, the animated.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I love Greece.
You know, so what I feel Otto like doesn't seem to have a lot on Greece.
Nah,
I mean, I remember, like, I actually liked Greece 2 because no. I was, when I was a kid, Greece 1 was what year, like 79? I want to say
78, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I was like a one.
You had just washed up on the shores
correct.
Of Miami.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
A little some more.
Greece 2.
There's Cap.
Greece 2.
Finally woke up. He took the magic pills.
I remember Greece 2. Yeah, seriously. Did you smoke some sativa? What happened to you? Greece 2 was always the ABC movie of the week or whatever, like on Sunday nights. And it was, who was in that one? It was Michelle Pfeiffer was in Greece 2.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember watching that one a ton because I was old enough to like know what it was. I did see Greece a couple times, but like Greece 2 was, I was just, it came out at the time when I was old enough to remember.
Was that before she did Scarface? Michelle Pfeiffer? Or was that after Scarface?
I think it was before.
I'm thinking it's before Scarface, yeah. I think. You know what another Michelle Pfeiffer, was Michelle Pfeiffer in, you guys ever see the movie Hollywood Nights? Anybody
yeah.
ever see
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
That is a great movie.
Hey, guys, Grease 2 came out in 82. Scarface came out in 83.
Wow. Oh, there you go. So it was before. That? Yeah, yeah. So it was close. Thank you, Funchy.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, unbelievable actress and beautiful. She did a movie. You want to talk about a movie that was wild? She did a movie with Bruce Willis where they were like this married couple who was like getting separated and divorced and all. It was like a pretty deep, serious movie, but it was really good, I thought.
Talking about that movie where it's Pfeiffer and Willis and they're like married, but then they're getting divorced and it's super heavy, that one?
Yeah, that one.
Can't remember what that's called. Don't know it.
Jack Face.
Don't know it. Don't know that film. Unfamiliar.
I want to say...
Is it Dangerous Minds? No.
No. Okay. Not Dangerous Minds.
I loved it as a 90s kid when Dangerous Minds
The Story
came
of
out,
Us is
good.
What it's called.
Oh.
I wasn't far down.
The Story
Chris,
of Us.
As a 90s kid, what? Go ahead.
Oh, when what was it with the Michelle? You just said it, Laura.
Rob Reiner directed Story
Dangerous
of
Minds.
Minds. Dangerous Minds.
And again, I'm in private school in Hacienda Heights, and I'm pretending that our blonde, ooh, like, science teacher was like the Michelle Pfeiffer because we all had a crush on her. And like, it was. I had no clue what this. My parents were like, Christopher, this is not the school you go to. Yeah. It's like, no, Mom, it's rough out there. Yeah. It's rough out there at the private school.
Michelle Pfeiffer has been in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
Grease 2, Scarface.
There we go.
There it is. Married to the Mob, which was like a funny movie.
Yeah.
Tequila Sunrise, an excellent movie. Dangerous Liaison is a good movie. Fabulous Baker Boys is a good movie. Batman Returns, she was the Catwoman.
Right? Yes.
Wolf, that's the Jack movie, Jack Nicholson.
The Wolf.
Mike Nichols made that movie. He was
you
the director.
Sending the Wolf?
What's that?
You got to send the wolf. That's like when you showed up with the case and said, hey, yeah, I got the good stuff.
Yeah. Right. That's a Mike Nichols movie. Mike Nichols is he's no longer with us, but yeah. So
R.I.P.
Yeah, he was Rachel Nichols' father-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Up Close and Personal, that was a good one. She did that with Redford. She did a lot of stuff, man.
She's a big actress.
Yeah, big time.
Whatever happened to her?
I mean, she's probably just not acting anymore. She hasn't acted. Oh, no, looks like she's going to be in a movie. Oh, so she was in a...
she was in Ant-Man.
She was in Avengers Endgame, yeah.
Ant-Man.
And
too.
Ant-Man yeah. and the Wasp, yeah. And there she's going to be in the new Ant-Man and the Wasp movie, yeah.
There's another Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Is
oh, Quantumania.
I love those movies. Yeah. Don't judge.
I love them, too. We've done many Don't Mason judge. Movie nights around them. I've only seen these movies at Mason movie nights. There's
where
no, like,
he
four.
Doesn't show up or leaves early?
He what
leaves
was she, early. Who was she in Avengers early. Endgame?
I love you.
She was Michael Douglas' wife who was caught up in like some other
oh,
dimension or something.
Yes, yes, where she disappeared.
The original Ant-Man's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She was Ant the Wasp. She was
what
the
year yeah, she was
movie?
The Wasp, yeah.
She was the Wasp.
What year, Funchy? What year is that movie?
Ant-Man was like a couple years ago.
Maybe, oh, because you know, for me,
Ant-Man, Ant-Man was like 2018.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going way back in the archives here. When I bring up the Hollywood Knights, Tony Danza, Michelle Pfeiffer, Robert Wall, Fran Drescher. I mean, these
Fran Drescher. Yeah,
come on, new bum. What are you doing?
The nanny.
New bum.
I mean, I loved the movie, but that's a deep pull, Cap.
Oh, it's a huge deep pull. But like, let me just tell you something. When I
Mason
see somebody,
Ireland's audience would be in on that.
Maybe wow. so.
I thought you were loosening up.
I was.
He's still taking shots. He's still
taking shots.
I'm just saying.
Anytime I see an El Camino, you guys know an El Camino that like looks like
yeah,
a
yeah.
car, but it yeah. looks
there
like
there was
a
movie called
truck.
El Camino
yeah.
a few years
Thanks,
ago.
Thanks, Cap.
Well,
yeah.
this mm-hmm. this particular movie, Hollywood Nights, Newbomb Turk, his brother had the El Camino, and Officer Bimbo would say, "Hey, Newbomb, where's your El Camino?" You guys don't know this movie? I'm by myself.
I haven't
here.
Seen it in a long time, Cal.
I mean, it's only 38 years old. What's the problem?
Well, I'm 38 years old, so.
Yeah.
You know who played Newbomb Took? It was Arliss. Robert Wool.
Robert Wool. I liked Arliss.
Yeah, yeah, that was
I
good
did too.
Show.
I liked it.
Newbomb Turk.
We should bring Arliss back.
We should bring Robert Wool on the show.
No, we don't.
Maybe we don't
no?
need to do that.
Yet, nah, bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, not a good idea.
No. I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to him forever. So.
You know, well, I'll contact him. I'll contact him. I'll talk to Robert Wall.
Oh, you'll contact him?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. What about? How would you get Al Michaels on? He's like your best friend.
I would love to have Al Michaels on, but you and Lindsay don't want him on.
Who said that?
Lindsay.
No, Lindsay. So why'd you say you and Lindsay?
I put it on both of you since she's not here.
Get her tomorrow. Get him tomorrow.
Get him tomorrow. Right?
Get him tomorrow.
I gotta
Lindsay
say
ain't here.
I'm not the kind of person. I don't go on many vacations, as we know. Mm-hmm. The one vacation I went to, now I ended up with, you know, a date for the Mandy Awards,
oh,
which I didn't
need.
Oh,
that's true. Your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's going on with your girlfriend, man?
It's a long story. Anyway.
Rachel strikes again.
Here's the thing. I get sad when people go on vacation and then don't talk to us. So I feel like producer Lindsay, like, you should check in on text. Like, hey, guys,
she texted me.
Oh, they didn't text me.
She texted me.
I'm trying to see if she texted me. I don't
she
know.
Texted me yesterday about some stuff about mm-hmm. Disney World.
Wait, I'll tell you right now. If she's when she's been on all week, right? So there you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me see
only
what
Tuesday.
Time.
When was the last time I spoke to her? No, I haven't spoken to her this week.
She texted
so me,
and you, yesterday at 10:30. We had a little bit of chit-chat.
Oh, that's nice.
And then she, yeah, that was it. But, you know, she did text me.
Not me, bro.
Not me.
Yeah, yep, there you go. Now you know where
group.
We stand.
She's just not saying, in group
it's
text.
A, yeah.
It's just no, group. It's just me.
Yeah.
Now you know where we stand.
Because when Sinano's away, he texts.
Occasionally.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be every day. It's just like,
oh,
hey,
no,
man.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Here's the last text from, this is on Friday. She says, hey, I know I'm going to be off, but this is a really cool story. So she was talking about how the University of Central Florida football team in their spring game.
Oh, the QR code.
They had QR codes
on
rather
their uniforms.
Than numbers. Right. How funny
and
is
it goes
that?
To their Twitter account.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
funny.
I think it's smart.
That's a
I
good
mean, for
idea.
Like a school like UCF, you can't do that if like you're USC.
Why not?
No, bro, you can't mess with that. Again, it's legacy, bro. You can't be messing with that.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was like for their real uniforms. I thought it was just for their spring game.
It might be just for their spring game then.
Yeah, it was just for a
Yeah, but
spring
I still wouldn't
group.
Do that. You can't do that at USC. They ain't messing around like that, bro.
Nah, I don't see why not.
No,
I mean,
no,
listen,
no,
dude,
yeah,
listen.
UCF, you're like some, you know, like this mythical national championship
what
you gave
mythical?
Yourself.
These
it's
guys
like
were national
the UCF
champs.
Is like the wrestling. They're like a wrestler that gives himself like a fake belt.
Speaking
you know
of
I mean?
QR codes, do you hate when you go to a restaurant you have to do the QR codes now?
No.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. I don't hate it. Why? Why do you hate it?
I don't know. I just feel like I shouldn't bring out my phone. At a restaurant.
Oh, Manuel, dude, are you kidding me?
In Gardena. Manuel, what do you got for us, pal?
Hey, fellas, first off, what an excellent show today. From the Burger King talk to the Marvel Universe. As always, Sedano and Cap are covering all the bases, just like
Amen.
Some all-stars.
Amen.
All right? However, whoever is tripping on Burger King and talking smack, I will have none of it.
That's
Burger
Sedano.
King...
It's
is
me.
One of the best fast food restaurants, the Chuck King, the chicken fries, the chicken sandwich, all of it is fire ASF, my man,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear nothing about, you know, that Burger King ain't up to par. Burger King kills McDonald's every day of the week, all right? Other than McDonald's has the best French fries on planet Earth.
Yeah, McDonald's French
that.
Fries are
awesome.
Even
though Greg
awesome.
Thinks it's In-N-Out weird.
They're awesome. Yeah, but, Greg thinks In-N-Out. Like, In-N-Out's got great
Whopper,
French fries.
Yeah, as far as the Whopper.
Sandwiches. Mm-hmm. It's all Burger King. Mm-hmm. All right, fellas? So, hey.
Manuel, are you coming to the Mandy Awards?
I am trying. I'm efforting,
no.
as
no, no,
they
stop.
Say.
Stop.
Right?
Stop right now. Listen to me right now. George, I'm going to make an executive decision on the show, but yeah. I really feel mm-hmm. like you're going to support what I'm about to say.
Sure.
Manuel... and his plus one should sit at our table.
Sure.
Well, you guys know your table goodness. Is...
Are you serious, Cal?
Our table is what, Laura?
Well, you guys never paid for it.
Oh, never mind.
So it got
mind.
Put back in the system, so we're trying to figure that out.
Oh, never that's mind. A problem, Manuel. My bad. Sorry,
but Manuel,
buddy.
What could have effort it? We got tickets to
we
give
got, Manuel,
we'll
figure it out,
you
Manuel.
Are coming with me. You and me... You're my date.
Oh, Rachel's
going to
be so mad right now.
Rachel.
Me, you, and Rachel.
Oh, damn you, Scott. Yeah. You're going to take some listener and not me. I'm your girlfriend. Okay? I put up with all your
no,
crap.
Manuel?
Yeah, I mean, how
me.
Can I say no to that?
No, you can't say no. First of all, we're going to have a Burger King chicken sandwich, number one. Number two, we're going to get matching tuxedos.
Oh, God.
And be prepared. Oh, there's apparently a disco number that's going to happen that you're going to have to be a part of.
Manuel, run the other way.
Hey, burn, baby, burn.
Yeah, disco inferno. Yeah.
Inferno. I love it. Hey, that's another thing. That live imaging Tuesday, it's lit for a reason.
Thank you, Manuel.
You guys got to keep that disco theme going on every LIT.
It's exhausting, though. It's exhausting dealing with these people.
All right, Manuel, we love you, bro.
Love you guys too, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, man. Much love, my brother.
What would you do without me, Scott? You'd be calling the Dadvocates every day.
Damn. I mean, you're not wrong, Chris. You're not wrong. You know, you're not wrong.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is when Manuel calls and he says, "Hey, guys. Hey, great show." Like the rest of us are all probably like, what did we do on today's show? Is today's show any good?
No, it is. You know why? Because we just were us. And, You know, I was throwing missiles, and I think people like that occasionally, too. So we're back in dos minutos.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yes, indeed. 6:30 in the Southland in your afternoon drive. Sedano and Cap on a live imaging Tuesday. I don't forget who I throw to, but it's time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, Sedano.
Thank you, Christopher. By the way, Big Deal or No Deal and Radio Tinder today. Presented by our new sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold or visit tequilamandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
It's muy bien.
Funchy, what do you got?
Is that tequila really good?
Brother.
Amazing.
Scott went through a whole bottle in less than 48 hours.
I saw. It was a $200 bottle. Jeez. Dude.
Tequila Mandala.
I like how you say
it. Bye,
that.
Sam.
No, he's coming back.
Oh, he's coming back.
Later, Sammy.
We got a meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right, guys. Dick Vitale was ranting on Twitter about the NCAA transfer portal. He said, pathetic what the transfer portal is doing to college sports. Quitting and lack of loyalty is what's happening here. Now, he's got a point. It seems like in the past year, all kinds of blue chippers are treating this thing like free agency, bouncing from school to school. All right, so big deal, no deal that college players are entering the transfer portal like free agency, Sedano.
It's a big deal, but I disagree with Dickie V respectfully. I love Dickie V, and by the way, I'm glad that Dickie V is on the road to recovery. He's been dealing and battling cancer. But I disagree, and you know, reasonable people can disagree. I think that kids have been taken advantage of in college sports for a long time, and if they can go make money elsewhere and use the transfer portal to get themselves a better NIL deal or whatever, then so be it. Use it.
Yeah, I'm kind of old school on this one. I feel like...
Shocker.
Yeah, but you know what, George? I really do see it from both sides because I have like the old school loyalty to your school that you committed to and that's where you're going to go. And then I have like the new school thought because my son has transferred. I mean, honestly, like without the transfer portal and without the ability to move now without penalty, kids would not be able to continue in many instances. It's not all just always about, hey, where can I get more money? That's why I'm entering the transfer portal. More often than not, for most of these kids, it's I'm not playing here or something's gone wrong here and I want to find a way where I can play and continue my career. So I do see both sides, but I'm not surprised that Dick Vitale feels the way he feels because the old schoolers think this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what? Life changes and life evolves. And you know what's also been ridiculous is that those kids, coaches scholarships are only a one-year scholarship renewal. Like, they're renewed every year. And coaches, particularly in football, have basically not renewed kids because they're like, oh, I got this five-star that'll come in at position X. And, you know, sorry, kid, your scholarship's not renewed. And he's got to have to transfer anyway. So at least kids now can take control of that stuff.
Well, yeah, because the coaches, as professionals, I mean, these guys could do whatever they wanted to. I mean, listen, when Lincoln Riley gets a better job from, you know, hey, Oklahoma's great, but it's not USC, and I'm not living on the beach in a $17 million mansion, so I'm taking off. I'm out of here. And they can do that without penalty. You used to be in the old days, you wanted to transfer to a better situation, you would have to sit out a year. Right. You know, you lose a year of eligibility.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good for that. And by the way, USC's racking it up in the portal. I mean, hell, their starting quarterback was a stud, got here because of the portal. So nobody here should be lamenting the portal.
Isn't it funny, though, that the last three quarterbacks from USC have all been in the transfer portal? One guy went to Georgia, now he's at West Virginia. The other guy left USC, now he's at my school, Pitt.
Yeah.
Where did Jackson Dart go? Does anybody recall?
Jackson Dart went to Ole Miss, I want to say.
Oh, you're right, SEC school. Right, no, Ole Miss, right, because he went to play for... For Lane Kiffin.
For Lane,
right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We should do the Sedano and Cap recruiting hour. That was good recruiting talk.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if people actually care about that stuff, but I love that stuff.
I have to admit it. I'm kind of geeking out on it, too. In fact, there's this website I've been using called the Portal Report, and it's a whole thing about where these kids are transferring to.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that stuff. And, you know, I mean, I did college football last year, so I got more into it because of it.
Like, did you know he did college football on ESPN, Cap?
You know, I don't know if you heard that or not. I think I had heard about the spring game at Boston College. You know, I thought I heard about that. Yeah.
Flies private.
No, I wish. I'm not. Only Herb Street has that deal, to my knowledge. So,
all right, guys, I got one more here. Arsenio Hall is bringing back his dog barking antics for a third time.
Really?
Yes.
Who for Arsenio?
He's bringing back the Arsenio Hall show just for a one-week engagement at the Roosevelt Theater in L.A. for the Netflix is a Joke festival. You guys heard about this big festival coming up?
No, when is it? I want to go to this.
It's in June, and it's... literally comedy shows everywhere in L.A.
Literally.
Yeah, but when is Arsenio's?
It starts, I think, June 2nd.
Okay.
I give Arsenio a lot of credit. You know, for all these years, if you follow him on social media, you see he's still working the comedy clubs in a big way.
No question. So a couple years ago, the first iteration of Sedano in the Afternoon, why are you laughing, Chris?
I was there for that, too.
Yes, Funchy was there. Yeah, he was one of the producers. Why are you laughing?
No, it's fine.
Okay. I was doing a show with Mike Trudell. And we were not having pomegranate mimosas, though, Cap, just for you, so you know.
Well, I know that that's more of a beach thing for you two guys.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, and Arsenio came on the show. At the time, we had a producer, Mike Pearson, who is now a big-time producer at SiriusXM, who worked
Shout
with Funchy. And he booked Arsenio. So Arsenio came on the show, and he was doing a comedy show in Hermosa Beach. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, dude, we both live in the South Bay. He's like, oh, done. Tickets for you, you're there. And he came on. He's a big fan of ESPN, so like in basketball, so he knew both of us. And he was like, talking hoops with us and talking and doing his comedy bit. And we went to the show. He was hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, like, and you know, a little dirty occasionally, which was hilarious and funny and cursing. I love Arsenio. I told him how much I loved him as a kid growing up. Like, I watched his show every night. I used to stay up late to watch it. You know, my parents also didn't care as much that I would stay up, like, yeah, whatever. But I would stay up to watch it. Like, to me, he's a hero.
I just got so much respect for him because as big a star as he was, he's still grinding, you know? I got total respect for the hustle.
Yeah.
So Funch, keep going here. So this is June. There's a comedy festival in LA.
Yeah, Netflix is a joke. There'll be, like, comedy shows literally everywhere. Crypto.com Arena, Microsoft Theater, just all across the city. Hollywood Bowl. I think Dave Chappelle's playing Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, now that's got to be a hot ticket, though.
Which one?
Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl?
Oh, I was thinking.
That's going to be like $1,000 to get
in there.
I got a ticket.
Is this
also?
You do?
Yeah, friends invited me.
Uh-huh. Who?
Friend.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody who's just a friend.
What was the uh-huh?
And nobody who's just a friend says, hey, I got a ticket for you to Dave Chappelle to very exclusive show.
First of all, he can go, so I actually have two tickets.
Oh!
I could be your friend.
That's an extra friend.
You know what I mean? So he can go, so he's like, hey, if you want the tickets, you can have them.
All right.
So
I could see Cap having to go and sit in the boxes at the bowl with Rachel, where they bring the picnic.
Yeah.
And the bottle of wine.
Scott, did you bring the basket?
Be like, yeah, first, babe, I got to go backstage and say hi to Dave.
Yeah.
Of course.
Also, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy.
Oh, Fluffy.
He's
going
to be doing Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. You know, I've heard of this before.
We should have Fluffy on.
I feel like Laura has reported on this before.
Yeah, I have. Like, you guys don't listen.
Literally, she just told me.
I was just acting, you know, like
yeah,
I heard
yeah,
it for
sure
the first
you were.
Time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
for the
yeah.
audience.
Sure you were, right. yeah.
Right.
This is why I said I have tickets.
Was Sedano texting his agent when you were doing that report? Because sometimes he tunes out.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh,
sometimes.
Oh. Sometimes it's true.
Most of the times, all of the times.
I mean, everybody's taking shots. You know.
I like it.
I know. Today is just. It's just.
Latinos
the missiles
are
flying.
Spicy today. I don't know.
Yeah, they are spicy.
So, yeah. So, yeah. Like, man, I'm trying to think of the last comedy show I went to. Oh, I remember. At the former Staples Center, I saw Trevor Noah, and he was great. What a great show that was! Because he doesn't curse very much on The Daily Show, but like he was letting it fly at Staples, and it was fantastic.
I rarely do big comedy shows with major name headliners. I'm more of a Comedy Store type of
That's still cool too.
I like 250 people, a small room that's jam packed that has great sound in it. So I'm a Comedy Store type of comic fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the small clubs.
I haven't been in a while. I mean, I went to see Arsenio at that small club in Hermosa. So,
also, this is really cool about the festival too. They're having a Cobra Kai like panel basically.
Oh, really?
Sweet was
Everybody Lawrence,
Ralph Macchio.
Oh, nice.
William Zappa or Zappa.
Sweet was a big Cobra Kai guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Isn't Mason one too?
I don't know, but Sliwa is a big Cobra.
I mean, Mason goes with whatever people think is popular.
Yeah,
he's riding that wave. You know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
he's got the pop culture podcast. You know.
Culture pop, right?
Culture pop, yeah.
Culture pop, not pop culture. Culture
pop. No, he did it on purpose.
That was good.
Alliteration for
a thing. Very nice. Culture
pop. All right, Funchy, anything else?
Podcast.
But that's a guess.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Right, Funch, that is nice work, man.
Big deal or no deal. Funchy's rocking it, man.
No, Funchy's been hitting that new coffee machine, and he's all caffeinated. He's caffeinated.
He is bouncing.
I can't sit. Look at me.
Dude, I think that thing is crazy.
But I think the last question, I don't think we ever really got to, is something a big deal or no deal. I think George and I just decided to jump in and take over.
I was
going to
say a big deal, no deal, Arsenio Hall show coming back.
Yeah, big deal, dude, for sure.
We thought it was good.
Yeah. Big deal or no deal? Since, we should talk a little sports at some point.
Really?
I think when I watched the Golden State Warriors yesterday.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you want to talk about this.
I watched that game, and I was like, thank God the Lakers didn't make the playoffs this year.
Oh, dude, right?
They would have gotten embarrassed.
Right, they can't keep up with those guys.
With the Warriors at full strength. And I know you can sit here and say, oh, they almost won. Now, LeBron had to score 50. LeBron had to score 56 to win in a regular season game. And by the way, they weren't 100% healthy then.
Tell me this, though. Let me ask you a question, because I know you'll know the answer, and I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So, Steph Curry last night plays like 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Scores 34 points.
Right. He hasn't played in a long time. He's been hurt.
Right. Incredible performance, right?
He said, I'm bleeping back, is what he said.
Right. Klay Thompson, 9 for 19 from the field, 21 points. You talk about a guy who has recovered.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly didn't learn to shoot from Michael, that's for sure. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mentioned the name Steph Curry, and I mentioned the name Klay Thompson. The missiles are still flying.
Nobody's safe.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me this. I know Steph Curry. I know Klay Thompson. But there's a story with this kid, Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
10 of 16 from
I did
the
his
field,
games in the G League a couple years ago.
5 of 10 from three-point range and 29 points. By the way, this is officially sports
He's
talk
a third
now, Chris.
Splash brother.
Okay, tell me the story on him. G League, how he got here, how he's made the name for himself. Explain the story of Jordan Poole that you know. That I know I don't. I just don't think the general public does yet.
He's a former first-round pick. Like, the Warriors drafted him in the first round. He was played at Michigan, so he played at a big-time school.
Okay.
He was a good college player. Mm-hmm. And, they developed him. He came when – remember when all those guys got hurt? You know, Steph and all of them and Clay and all those guys.
Years,
the first year that they got hurt at the same time, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was just like Draymond. I want to say it was 2019. Mm-hmm. So they drafted him after that.
Mm-hmm.
So that year, he was a rookie that season.
Okay.
So he got a lot of run because it was just basically Draymond, right? And Jordan Poole got a lot of run. And then as Steph came back, they sent him down to the G League because he wasn't getting as much run. So he got some run there. And here's the thing about the G League that most common regular fans, like casual fans, don't know. like 40% of the NBA now has played in the G League at least for a couple of games. Mm-hmm. It's a legit minor league system now.
So it's a AAA now.
Yeah.
It's really AAA. The guys go back and forth.
Yeah. All the smart teams, the Lakers do this too. Mm-hmm. All the smart teams basically run the same systems, like offensive sets and things like that. So that way when the guys come up, like Wenyen Gabriel, right? Mm-hmm. They know the offense when they get here. So Jordan Poole was lighting it up in the G League. He got some run. And then he started lighting it up last year when it was just Steph and Draymond. And he became kind of their sixth man. And this year, in year three, he's exploded.
Yeah, I mean, this performance last night. George, I had a great night last night because I got off the air. And I was watching the Dodgers and the Braves on one TV. I was watching the Padres and the Reds on the other TV. And then I had Golden State versus Denver on a third TV. But two TVs in one room, one TV in another room. So I was like walking laps around my house. And I was like walking into my office. Okay, Dodger check here, Padres check there. Okay, now leave the office, go out to the front door, into the kitchen. Okay, into the family room. Okay, Golden State, Denver. I'm keeping an eye on this. Steph's going off. Okay. I was doing laps around my house watching all these three games last night.
Scott, are you going to watch sports all night?
See, this is the hard part, though, Chris. You see, when you have a girlfriend like this, I mean, she expects you to get off the air at 7 p.m. and go, hey, where are we going for dinner? You know, and even earlier today,
this
we were
having.
This is
why I stay single, my man.
This is, well, you're not single. You're not single anymore.
Yeah,
you have
I am 100%
girlfriend.
Single.
No, you have a full-time legitimate relationship now.
Why are you making him be in a relationship when he is clearly saying he is not?
I'm not trying to put that on him.
I mean, you kind of did.
She texted two nights ago. I never replied.
There you go. Single.
That's you got to send a message.
By the way, I got breaking news.
Oh, really?
But we got to do it on the other side because we got to break.
The breaking news is not that Morales did not answer the text 2 days ago. That's a big deal.
That's no deal. All right. Breaking news in 2 minutes. It's about a Lakers legend. We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Sonato and Cap, a live imaging Tuesday. It's lit, yo. And it's also an all-disco Tuesday for Cap.
Yeah.
How about this final one, huh?
Stimulating, she's such a sexy lady, built with space age design. She's moving and grooving and dancing.
I don't even know this song.
You're butchering that. Oh,
how do you not know Dancing Machine by the Jackson 5?
I feel like I
dance,
know this song.
Dancing, dancing. She's a dynamite attraction. At the drop of a coin, she comes alive now. She knows what she's doing. She's super bad now. She's geared to really blow your mind.
I don't know the song.
We're going to have to try more next week, maybe. We'll
so, see. Ramona has a story that I literally just tried to click, and ESPN's website is down. That's how many people are trying to click on the link at the same time.
No way. You're kidding.
Jerry West demands retraction apology over portrayal in HBO series Winning Time. I'm not even joking. Oh, it's finally up. It took me at least four tries to get it to go because that many people must be clicking at the same time. Former Los Angeles Lakers executive Jerry West demanded a retraction. West's lawyers alleged that Winning Time falsely and cruelly portrays Mr. West as an out-of-control, intoxicated rage alcoholic, which bears no resemblance to the real man, and asked for a retraction no later than 2 weeks from the receipt of this letter. The portrayal of the NBA icon and Lakers legend in Winning Time is fiction pretending to be fact, a deliberately false characterization that caused great distress to Jerry and his family.
Yeah.
They've got the thing at the end, man. Like, you can sue all you want, but, like, they're covered. Like, HBO is going to be like, all right, pound sand, Jerry.
Dude, let me tell you something. George, you were off on Friday of last week. DeMarco was in. And, Funch, tell me if you recall this part of the conversation. Laura, maybe you will as well. Mm-hmm. But I told him that I was pretty sure that Jerry West planned on taking legal action against the situation. Here's why I even knew it. Because, George, last week when you, me, and Key were in studio together, I thought it would be really interesting to talk to Jerry West. So I reached out to him. And because the Clippers were even playing that night. So I just thought there was a connection that maybe we could have a little bit of fun with Jerry and just kind of get his opinion about this whole thing. And when I reached out to Jerry, I was told, I'm way too busy right now dealing with lawyers to make a guest appearance on the show. And I was like, are you for real? Like, he's not joking around. He was not only angry with the way his character is being portrayed and the way he then is being portrayed, because many of us just think this is the way it really was. He's taking serious legal action.
I get it. But, Cap, he's not going to win that.
No, he's not going to win. And by the way,
like, you're just wasting money.
It makes him, in my opinion, it makes Jerry kind of look. I mean, listen, Kareem writes a column, and it's his way of battling back, even though every other line in Kareem's column on Substack is like, hey, you know, I've been around this earth for 75 years, and I've battled racism and cancer, and I've been an advocate for social justice. No TV show and mischaracterization of me is going to bother me. And yet, it does bother him, which is why he wrote about it. This thing is way bigger for Jerry West. He's not just bothered. He's, like, steaming infuriated.
Listen, I think Jerry West is, again, he's an icon. But, again, this is going to be a waste of time and money for him, is all I'm saying. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not a legal expert.
Well, what's
you know
he
what I mean?
Going to get? What's he going to get out of it? You know, I mean, what is he going to get? Financial considerations? You know, are they going to say, well, you know what? You guys used his name. You guys portrayed him in a certain way. He's really unhappy about it. You're going to have to pay him money. What's he going to get? What are they going to do, take it off the air? Is it never going to be streamed again? I would love to
They
know
want
what
a
Jerry
retraction,
thinks.
Like an apology, basically.
A retraction?
Yeah.
A retraction for what? And by the way, listen, I'll tell you what I do. If I were the producers, you know what I do? I give it to them. Okay, Jerry, you got it. Here's a retraction. We took the Jerry West character and we exaggerated it. Based on all the research that we had done, we exaggerated the character.
Right, it's
sorry.
A he said, she said at that point.
Yeah, sorry, we're still going on with the show. I mean, listen, I love Jerry West. I really do.
Of course. Who doesn't love Jerry West? He's the logo.
Yeah. But I like I love Jerry West, the guy. You know, I'm just saying. I think this is he's going to come off seeming like very petty. It's just the way it is. Listen, there was a book that was written about you guys. You were one of the central figures of the book. They turned the book into a television drama comedy series, if you will. And this is the way the producers portrayed your character, based on a book.
But we knew this going in, that all the we talked about it. All the people associated with the Lakers did not even want to talk about this show. Like, before one episode aired.
Let me ask you this. You think Jeannie, Jerry, Kareem, Magic, I mean, you think all these people who are real-life people, who are characters in the show, you think more than anything else that perhaps they're like pissed that their names and they're all being utilized, their names, and nobody gets anything from it. Nobody gets a penny from it. You think that they're upset about that?
I don't know, man. I can't sit here and put myself in someone else's shoes.
Would
like,
you be?
Would
you be upset?
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Like, I don't
See,
know
I
if I would be.
I think I'd be flattered. Like, this is the story of our team.
I mean, listen, I haven't been, I've never been famous, so what the hell do I know? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
you know, I'm sure if someone wrote Winning Time Here, they'd portray me as some raving lunatic. So
oh, I want to be the guy. I want to be the one screaming at Kaplan in the shower. Like, yeah. Like Paul.
Like Pat Riley and Paul Westhead.
Yeah.
This is your wake up call.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, everyone here thinks I'm really difficult. Oh, no, I mean, that's fine. But I mean, I come.
You are the Jerry West of this group.
I am here is very honest.
No, I think I actually am the Jerry West.
Yeah,
you're the Jerry West.
I'm
for
the
sure.
one screaming when we do something wrong.
You're the Jerry. I'm just too honest. Some people don't like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather honesty is the best policy, bro. You know, you like it, you don't.
Ding, ding, ding.
When Lindsay came on this show, I told her that. I said, you know, you may not like what everything I have to say about the criticisms of the show, but it's coming from a real place.
Well, I don't really understand what a retraction is going to do for Jerry other than satisfy him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, again,
right. Hey, what is the retraction? I
right. Listen, Jerry, listen to me, Jerry. I know you're listening right now, and I appreciate that.
Of course he is.
Like Al Michaels, like Governor Gavin Newsom.
Right. Who else? Canelo.
Canelo.
Like Canelo Alvarez. And
Yo, can
so
I
many...
have Canelo's number?
Why, you want to take
damn,
it to the
you want
Chappelle
to be
show?
One of your friends?
Yeah, you want to take
no,
it to Chappelle with
bro.
You? You got an extra ticket for
another
for Chappelle?
Thirsty. Thurston again.
Funchy.
Thurston Howell the third.
Wow, Funchy.
You know why?
Everyone's
I
throwing
that?
Missiles now.
There was a yeah. lot of thirst. You know there was why? A lot of thirst yesterday.
Why was it thirst? Because I strained my. That is so ridiculous.
The girl
I'm
just
even...
straightened her hair.
It's true. She
the
did.
Reason why I asked for his number is because he's from Jalisco and my parents love him. Okay, that's why. And since you're so tight with him, before anybody starts calling me thirsty, because it's not even about that.
Yeah, you want some of this water?
No, tengo la mía, pero muchas gracias. You know, like oh. I'm. Anyways, whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, like so many other famous people who will text me regularly through the show, Jerry West, I know Jerry's listening right now. Jer, listen to me, okay?
Are you like me. That with him, Jer?
Yeah, just J-Dub, listen to me.
Oh, my God.
You getting a retraction from the producers, the writers, what is that going to do for you? Does it prove you right? Okay, so let's say they retract it. Hey, we portrayed Jerry West in this way. It was a great exaggeration from what we really knew. Okay, fine. What do you want him to do? Not stream the show? You think they're not? It's not going to show up? It's going to be on HBO Max forever, babe. What are we doing here, Jer?
Just babe him?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I gave him the babe, George.
Babe. Yeah, babe.
And I'm thirsty. Okay, screw all
yeah,
y'all.
Babe.
Yeah, babe.
Dare to be great, babe.
Exactly right, boys.
Yeah, so, you know, go read Ramona's story. Mason probably won't because it's really long. He doesn't like reading long stories.
Well, he's eating tonight.
In bed.
Most nights, right. In bed.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I
asked him what was the most exotic thing he's ever eaten in bed.
Oh, boy.
What do you say?
Oh, don't be making that face. I think I used a different word than exotic, but whatever. Complicated is what I meant.
Elaborate?
Elaborate is the word I use.
Yeah.
He said he ate a porterhouse steak in bed.
I don't believe it because
he says
that he holds That's the plate bold. In one
no,
hand.
No, he said
and
he put the plate
fork.
On the bed to cut the steak.
Oh. What? This is gross.
Does he have like a little table or something? He puts
There's
the
no
stuff
way you
on?
Can eat a steak and it doesn't splash a little bit of the steak juice on the bed.
They might like the splash of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Steak juice.
No way. No way that happened. That doesn't
steak
happen.
Juice in Mason's bed. Oh, oh yeah. Really good. Really good, George.
Good night, everyone.
What time are we out? Oh, is the out time?
58:30.
Oh, we still got a minute and 30 seconds, bro.
You do a lot in a minute, though.
What else
seconds.
You want to talk about?
No, yeah. You can't.
Yeah. yeah, so, I mean, listen, I feel bad for Jerry. I get it. Like, it sucks that he's being portrayed this way, but his lawyer's saying that the dramatization thing doesn't, holy moly, Jimmy Butler has like 43 points right now in this game. He's going off. His lawyers say it doesn't cover them. All right, well, we'll see. You know, I mean.
It doesn't cover what? What doesn't cover who?
That doesn't cover the show.
What doesn't cover the show?
That the thing that they have that says that it's a dramatization doesn't cover him against legal suits.
Are you
going to
let George scream at you
I mean,
like that,
God.
Scott?
No, he is today, he has been very vicious at times, but not towards me, which has been lovely. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Are you going to be a man or are you going to be like Paul Westhead in that shower?
Wow.
This is my wake-up call.
Wake up, Scott.
This is your wake-up call.
Oh, you're
going
to need a new girlfriend and a new accountant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
put
no,
that
no.
on my Calendly.
A new girlfriend and a new accountant.
And give me a grapefruit mimosa while you're at it.
I'm breaking up with both of you. I'm breaking up as your accountant and your girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me tell you, if you actually listen to this show and the silliness, you love this show. Yeah. If you don't listen to it regularly, you don't get it and you hate this show. But nonetheless, we love you and we'll talk to you mañana. See ya.